interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Another news.
And then repeat the substance of the bulletin.
Reports just in.
Welcome to Hardly the Headlines. I'm Doug Groff reporting. An Idaho woman is flush with joy after city workers found the $6,000 wedding ring she had accidentally dropped in the toilet 18 months ago.
Well, if he got flushed down the toilet, he probably came through here.
Municipal workers spotted the ring in a filter while cleaning the sewer line. They took it to the mayor's office, and news of the ring quickly spread. City Hall was flooded with calls from people across the country who claimed the ring belonged to them. Until Michelle Rieger showed up with a photo of the seven diamond ring and an appraisal from the jeweler who made it. Rieger said the ring fell off a ledge in a restroom she was using and plopped into the toilet right after she flushed.
Hey, that sounds pretty nasty. How about a courtesy flush over there?
Apparently she was bowled over by the discovery. Yeah. From FoxSports.com, idiot football fans who get kicked out of NFL stadiums this year will be required to pass a code of conduct exam, or they will not be allowed back in for another game. Fans who get the boost must write a letter of apology and take a four-hour, $75 online course available at fanconductclass.com. To pass, they have to get at least 70% of the questions correct.
Talk about dumb questions.
Yeah, that's going to happen. More from the NFL. While cheerleading teams are filled with dancing women wearing push-up bras, two men trying to change that last weekend. Sasha Heppel tried out for the Denver Broncos cheer squad, and Dixon Hernandez tried out with the Houston Texans. Unfortunately, or fortunately for us, neither guy was good enough to make the cut. This kid must have been attempting his best Ozzy Osbourne imitation. A 21-year-old Texas man was nabbed for urinating on the Alamo.
Dear Lord, I peed in front of him.
According to a San Antonio Police Department report, Daniel Athens was spotted standing in a chained-off area not open to the public, where an Alamo ranger noticed him zipping up his pants. The investigator noted that there was a puddle on the original mortar of the shrine. I think they hang people in Texas for this. Finally, early Isha Latricia Young Rents was feuding with her soon-to-be ex-husband when she decided to take him for a ride. A two-mile thrill ride on top of the hood of her minivan. Her husband told cops the 31-year-old Florida Gainesville woman intentionally drove the minivan at him, forcing him to jump up on the hood to avoid getting hit. Ah yes, another peaceful divorce. That is Hardly the Headlines. I'm Doug Groff reporting.